Welcome to another live episode of the Butterfly Evolution Show. Thank you, thank you, thank you again to our loyal listeners who tune in to us every Monday. Thank you, thank you, thank you. A special thanks also to our first-time listeners. We are growing, and so we do want to keep just thanking you guys who have been tuning in from day one, and for those of you who are joining in, you know, for the first time or second time, thank you as well. Again, we know that it is football season, so we're just going to keep thanking you and right on through this season. And please share, you know, please share that we're on the air on Monday nights. So bring a friend, grab a group of people, and tune in to listen because we are growing. Not only are you guys growing, Tiga and I are growing as well. And we're going to share a little bit with you tonight, you know, of what we've gone through this week, especially today and this weekend with preparing for the show, okay? So we're going to move right along. Just a few reminders, a few housekeeping tips. Remember, if you are listening, and let me go ahead and do that. If you're listening online, you can submit your question or your comment by way of chat. You don't have to by no means, but if you're listening online and you don't want to come on the phone and, you know, voice your comment or ask your question live, you can submit your question or comment by way of chat. So keep that in mind. You do have to log on through the Blog Talk Radio site to do that. Now, if you're listening by phone, remember at any time during the show, you can select the number one. That will note us here that you do have a question or a comment. So keep that in mind. You don't have to do that right now. So if you think you don't have anything to say right now, but you later on decide you want to, you can select that number one at any time during the show. And we welcome your comments tonight. Before going into the show, Tika and I just kind of want to be straightforward with you. This is a topic that we were so gung-ho, is that a word? We were so excited about, and not that we're not now, but I think at some point it hit us that we're talking about, this is a deep topic, because number one, anytime you're getting into religion and the specifics of what it means and what it does not mean, what it says and what it's not saying, you're kind of opening yourself up. So before getting into tonight's topic, we want to be clear that we respect each and everyone's thoughts and opinions on this topic. We will be respectful, and we're asking all of you who do decide to make a comment or a question to be respectful, because as I'll put some more emphasis on, in going through and searching for this topic, I am truly amazed. As much as I've heard about, you know, the different versions of Bibles, and I've not read a lot of them, but of course you have your King James Version, which I have, and then I have a remix Bible that I purchased to help me get through some of the spots that I didn't quite understand. But in this search, Tika and I have found that so many things have been changed, particularly dealing with tested and tempted. We found that in some versions of the Bible, tested have been replaced with tempted, and tested also have been replaced with tried. So in saying that, we can understand why we're all on different, well, not all, but some of us, you know, have different opinions about if God tests us, if God tempts us, and those kind of things. So in doing that search, that's why I said we want to be mindful, because people respond to life based on their upbringing. You know, we have people that have never been exposed to God, and to them, there is no God. They don't believe in God. Had that person been exposed to God as a child, as we have and we were, then they would. So we have to be respectful of where people are, where they come from, and go from there. So So, again, just be mindful tonight as we go through the process because we are all learning. We're all going to take something from the show tonight. And there's a few things that Tika and I, regardless of where you sit, what side you sit as it relates to this topic, there's some things that we all, I'm sure, will mutually agree upon. And we will put some emphasis on those things rather than tempted and tested and who does it and who doesn't and why and all that. So there's some things that, regardless of your take on it, that we all can be in agreement on. Tika, do you want to get anything in before?
No, you pretty much just filled them in with this challenge that we were having with tonight's show and how we're really just wanting this to be pretty much just a seed that we can place into people on the things that we've learned through all of this, and hopefully it's something that they can, like you said, take back with them throughout their night, week, and month, and hopefully just put some research into it themselves, and just like you said, walk away with some extra knowledge for tonight. So
right,
I'm ready to go forward.
Okay, and so before we get started, keep in mind, remember, at any time you have a comment or a question, please select the number one. You guys have been really quiet for the last few shows, and that's okay. I've shared some conversation with some of the listeners, and for the most part, I hear that you're quiet because you're really taking some of the stuff in, at least for the people that we've talked to. It says that not that they don't really have anything to say, but they're really enjoying the conversation and taking things from it. Awesome. But Tika and I, again, we do not want this show to be just about us and our opinion, because we can learn from you guys as well. Tika said today, we are such baby Christians, and I'm like, I so agree, because every topic I find out more and more about myself that I need to work on. So we're not, Tika and I are no better. We know no more. We spend countless hours researching, second-guessing ourselves like we did today. Was this really the topic for us? And so we just had to stop and pray before the show and say, yes, it was. And whatever we're feeling is just an attack from Satan trying to get us off course tonight, because someone's going to be blessed from this show tonight, because, like I said, regardless of where you are on this, there are some things that we need to hear tonight about being tested and tempted, and those are the things that we will focus on. So, again, please have something to share tonight. I'm going to start by reading what we put out for the description of the show. And again, as you know by now, it's tempted versus tested. And basically how we came about with this topic, just a quick review of it, is for those of you who listened to the Soldiers of Light Against Darkness show, and I think that was 2 weeks ago, where we had Tyrone Tony Reed come on, and he discussed the release of his first novel. And the name of that novel is Soldiers of Light Against Darkness. And in doing that show, we talked a lot about good versus evil, and tempted versus tested came up in that, because basically I think because of the tempted, us knowing that we're, well, some of us thinking that, you know, we're being tempted by Satan, which is evil. You know, he's just bringing those things. I think we talked about those things that we're tempted with are from our evil desires, those things that we still have some issues with. So we talked a lot about being tempted versus tested. And so that's how we came about, because one of our listeners expressed that he didn't feel that God tests us. So we kind of went back and forth, and I asked some people, I called some people, I called, you know, family members, friends, and talked to some of my people that I kind of go day-to-day with, and just got some different opinions. Now, interesting enough, there was two people, and one being one of our loyal listeners was one of them, and then a second person that says, no, I don't feel that God tests us. And interesting enough, their reasons were the same, which is they feel like God does not test us because God already knows. He knows what we're going to do, when we're going to do it, how we're going to do it. And so there's no reason for God to test us. And I must say, I totally respect that. Totally respect that. I agree that God does know. So that's how we came about this show. But I want to read what we've described for the description of the show. And basically it says, there is a huge disconnect or state of confusion as it relates to God testing and or tempting us versus God allowing us to be tested or tempted. And as Tika and I said, after studying and researching this topic, my personal opinion, and Tika's as well, I'll go ahead because we've talked about this, is our belief that God does test us but does not tempt us. There are many versions of the Bible, and after carefully and extensively preparing and studying for the show, we must say that we are amazed by the number of times these words have been changed, and we're talking about tested and tempted. They've been changed or simply omitted from some of the many Bible versions. Understanding the difference in tested and tempted and who, how, why we are tested or tempted is an integral part of our spiritual walk. So basically, again, that was a lot, but it just says, you know, understanding tested versus tempted and who tests us and how and why is an integral part of our spiritual walk. It's an important part of our spiritual walk. And, of course, we wrote that some days ago. And, again, so now here we are today where Tika and I was really questioning, was this a good topic? Because, as I mentioned, I called some family members, and so did Tika, actually called pastors. We have, as everybody does, I'm sure I have a pastor or two in the family. And they both said, you know, you have to be really careful discussing religion to this extent. You know, it's different from talking about toxic relationships and bringing the word into it, but this is specifically a religious topic, if that's for better words. So if we don't get to that, that's okay. Tika and I have decided we're not going to spend a lot of time on trying to persuade you one, we're not going to spend any time on trying to persuade you one way or the other. Again, our main focus, we are going to point some scriptures out, but the main focus in that is, number one, for me, is just informing you of the change or the omittance of such words in certain versions of the Bible. Number two is to just inform you or make sure that you are aware that we are tempted, we are tested, regardless, again, if who you decide that does it and why, that's a personal and your own religious thing. That's totally up to you and how you decide that for your life. But, again, there are some things that we all can walk away from this and grow from. Okay, so that's kind of where we are. Tika, do you have anything?
I do. I would. I like how you know, just going back with sharing with them where we are as Christians. We are baby Christians. So, like Tammy said, we're in no way trying to profess that we are theologians, but we're just passionate about helping people, and we're passionate about teaching our listeners, you know, the things that we understand about God's truth and who He is, and understanding our walks. And so, through our life lessons, through our journeys and through our trials, through our tests, we have seen our growth. We have seen where we have failed. We have seen our weaknesses, and we have seen areas that we've been strengthened in. And so if the scripture says iron sharpens iron, as iron sharpens iron, a friend sharpens a friend. So with everything that we're knowing and with everything that we're learning, I'm serious. We truly have a passion to share this, because when you love somebody, you want them to get what you're getting. You want them to experience what you're experiencing. With this love and this, you know, exuberant joy that we're experiencing, we want to share this in order for just as many people to be able to feel His love and to feel who He is and what He represents in our lives and how much more life you can live abundantly by walking towards Him and walking His life, walking the life He has for us, the life that He has desired for us.
Okay.
One thing I wanted to also mention, because you were saying, you know, there's times when people say, well, why is God testing us, or why do they feel that God does the test? Of course, he is always going to know the outcome, but like Tim says, this is not for him. This is for us. This is something that he's trying to teach us. He's the potter molding the clay. So he is trying to teach us and perfect us and mold us into a better person, into a better, you know, human being, and into a better model, because we're going to be a model for someone else. And so, you know, it comes a time in life where there's a choice whether you want to, you know, be conditioned to be able to speak and teach and help others. And that's something that we have decided, okay, I'm ready. I'm ready to do, you know, what it is you called me for, Lord. So that's our goal tonight. It truly is. It's been our goal all along, but it's a deeper kind of goal tonight.
Okay, thanks, Tika. As you guys know, I like to start with definitions, and I know that when we talked, we did Tyrone's show or had Tyrone on, we talked a lot, as I said, about tempted and tested. And so I'm going to start with two things I want to do is, one, provide you with a definition of tempted, tested, and I'm going to also include tried in there, because there's a number of times where those words have been omitted and tried has been entered in, and again, in the different Bible versions. So I want to do that, and then the second thing I want to do is create a scenario. I want to just kind of throw something out to you and make you think for a moment as it relates to tempted, tested, tried, and then particularly after hearing the definition. And again, I know we read these in the previous show, but I want to just go back over them quickly. For tempted, and this is the part that helps me to kind of take God out of this part of it. Tempted is to entice or to allure. Procedure for evaluation, and typically based on what you know. And so for me, and tried denotes trouble or breaks the pattern of peace, joy, and happiness. Now, tried didn't do it for me at all, because the word, if we go back to the word, it tells us when we are being tempted, tested, you know, we are to go back to the word, reflect on the word, and we are to do it knowing who we are in Christ, knowing who our Father is. And as much as I hate to go back to that moment, I often use this scenario because I love it, to where if someone was breaking in my house and God was right here in my bedroom, I would sneak up and unlock the door. I mean, I can't say that enough. It just humors me so much, because I would just let them in because I know who's here. And so when we're being tested and tempted, again, who for you is your decision. Try just didn't do it for me, but I threw it in there because, again, it has been replaced in some cases for tempted and some cases for tested, and that means denotes trouble or breaks the pattern of peace, joy, and happiness. Now, I'm not saying as Christians we're never going to be broken, you know, our peace, or we feel like our peace is gone and our joy is gone and things like that. But what I'm saying is, in those times that we are being tested and tempted, that just as Jesus did, he knew the word. He was tested based on what he knew, and he knew exactly what to go back to Satan with. So that's one of those things that we're going to pull out tonight. That's one of the things that I think, well, we think that we all will agree with, what we need when we're being tested and tempted, what we need and where we need to be. And in order to be in that place, we have to stay in God's word, regardless of how much they've changed these wordings and so forth. That's why it's so important to stay in prayer, stay in the word. We need to pray before going into God's word, pray for discernment, you know, ask God to cleanse our heart, to remove all those things that, you know, are not of him before we go into the word. So I know people that before pray, they actually, you know, wash. They want a clean body before they pray. And I think, how awesome is that? You know, so again, that's why we have to be respectful, because we are all different. God created different races. Again, we have people that have never heard about God. You got, well, we have people that go do missionary work because people can't worship God. So we have to be mindful and respectful and prayerful through our differences. But I wanted to share the definitions with you. So again, tempted, to entice or to allure, and often it's regarding something unwise, wrong, or immoral. And then tested, a procedure of evaluation based on what we know. And tried denotes trouble or breaks the pattern of peace, joy, and happiness. Again, I think those are important when you're trying to decipher where you are in the process of what's going on in your life. Where are you being tempted, tested, or tried? And if tried, then how are you going through it? Are you going through it with the peace, the joy, and your faith? Because, as we mentioned, two of the people that helped us to kind of, well, one of our listeners actually kind of got us thinking about this and kind of ignited this topic. But one of the reasons that this caller or our listener says that, you know, God has no reason to test us because he knows, of course, God does know. But what I think is when we're tested, it's for our own, it's for us. It's for us to know, kind of like a child who's wanting to always, you know, sometimes kids do things and they want to know, you know, Mom, did I do it good? Did I do it okay? We just want to know that we're on the right track. And how better to find out that you are is to pass your trials, your, if that's what you want to call them, your tests and your temptations, and to know the difference. Because remember, we said being tempted is usually based on your own stuff. So how can, if you don't know yourself, if you don't know your own stuff, then how can you decipher between being tempted or tested and who's doing it? Because you may be in denial that it's not even an issue for you. So if it's not an issue for you, overcoming it or failing at it, you will miss the mark, because you've already missed that it is potentially an issue for you. So one of the main things is determining and knowing who you are and being honest. We talked about that. Be honest with who you are before the Lord, because he knows. We talked about that last week, you know, how we want to hide who we are from people that we date, as if, and then we want to date them for, you know, for this future with them, but we start out with all of this falseness, you know, and they have to find out. So why not let them know now? Because you don't want them to get to the altar and or beyond the altar and find out. But God certainly knows. We've talked about that a lot tonight. He certainly knows. So why hide it? Take all of it. Take your good, your bad, the things you don't want him to know about you. Believe me, he knows. So the scenario I wanted to give you was, again, keep in mind that we've mentioned that testing is based on what you know. It's a procedure of evaluation. So let's say that you decide personally that you're going to go back to school. You enroll in school, and let's say you're going for the big one. You're going to go be, I don't know, an attorney or doctor or something big that requires lots of studying and so forth. But let's say you get in the class and you determine or you find out that there are no tests given in this class, so you don't have to pass any tests at all to get your doctorate degree or whatever it may be. All you have to take no tests at all. There's no evaluation process. So what you know is not important in this situation. You're just basically going to pay and go to school, and I'm assuming you're going to graduate. You know, again, no tests. What would you do? Because for me, I'm going to be honest with you. I wouldn't buy the book. I'm just going to be honest. At this time right now in my life, I'd be like, I'm going to get it, but I don't have time to study. They're not going to test me. Or if I decided to later, now, is that right? Nope, it's not, but I'm just being honest with you. If I could get it, I would be the one to say, I'm going to go ahead and get it. I'll read up on it as I go through it. I'll learn what I need to learn when I need to learn it. And, again, I'm just being honest about it. So I look at my spiritual walk that way. I I'm going to say this, but I feel like I need those tests every now and then because I am one of those ones, I want to know that I'm doing okay. I want to know that I'm growing in faith because it's only through our growth that we can turn around and someone can see us. They see where we were, they see where we came from, and they see where we are now. Thank God for tests because, again, our life is about bringing glory to God. And how better way to do that than to allow people to see your change, to see how you've moved tremendously from being broken, from bondage, to a place of peace and just ready. So that's something that I just kind of wanted to throw out there at you all. And again, Tika and I, we want your feedback. What are your thoughts? If you want to come on and just say, you know, well, here's my thought on being tested, tempted, and so forth. Again, we don't have to agree that on either, you know, that God tests us or tempt us. We don't have to, but we'd like to hear it because, again, more than anything, take what we want you to take from this show is, number one, you definitely need to know your word, regardless if you believe in testing, being tested or tempted. You definitely need to know your word, regardless of the changes and the different versions. You definitely need to read your word and know it. You definitely need to ask for discernment. You definitely need to pray before going before God's word for that discernment and be ready. So those, the end result is that just you need to know. So take that in mind. Again, Tika, if you don't have anything, I wanted to share that Genesis, we had talked about Genesis earlier, and that's probably going to be the only one that I share because, again, I don't want to get into, you know, what's right or what's wrong, but I do want to share that Genesis because I know so many people, most everyone said that, no, God doesn't tempt us. That was a mutual what can I say? That was just, I got that from a lot of everybody, basically. I don't think anyone said that they felt like God tempted us. So of the people that I asked, and I think it may have been about 10 to 12 people that I ended up asking about this. And Genesis 22, verse 1, is interesting to me. So as many other scriptures, so many that there's not enough time. We could talk about this for weeks and not touch on all the scriptures and the changes and the omissions that have taken place based on the different versions. But Genesis chapter 22, verse 1, and I'm reading from the King James Version, and I have the Thompson Chain Reference Study Bible, King James Version. It says, and this is where it talks about Abraham, it says, and it came to pass after these things that God did tempt Abraham. Okay, and I'm just going to stop it there. You can read the rest of it. Again, it came to pass after these things that God did tempt Abraham. Now, if you go to other versions and look up that same chapter, and I won't get into which versions, but you can search that yourself. That word is changed. Tempt, in some cases, is not there. So, again, I can see where some people say, yeah, he does. The Bible says so, you know. Or some people may say, no, he doesn't. The Bible doesn't say that, you know. So, again, it depends on what they are reading, evidently. So, but for all the people that I talk to, you know, no one felt that God tempts us. And, again, for me, for my walk, I have to stand on that I believe God tests us, and I believe it's for our good, for us to grow, for us to grow in faith and learn how to live by faith and not by sight. Again, think about how when you take your class and you study for that test, because you know there's going to be one. We gave a scenario where you take a class and you don't have to be tested. But think about going to that class, paying your money, you want them to test you. I need to know that I'm not studying in vain, and I'm not saying that for our spiritual walk, but if I'm going to go pay my money and buy a book, and I want you test me. I want to know something. I want to know that when I get out in this world, and I should want to know that anyway, but what I'm saying is I'll be more lackadaisical about it if I know I can study on my own terms, that you don't, you know, you're not going to come test me. Because, see, we never know when the tests are going to come. We don't know that. We don't know. We just know we need to be ready, prepared, and be able to live by faith and not by sight and go through that test or that temptation in faith. And like the definition of tried, you know, not have either one of those things take away our peace or our joy. Because, see, that's when Satan, the door opens for Satan. So, Tika, it's on you.
Okay.
We don't have anybody.
All right.
While you're talking, I'll check the chat, but we don't have anybody thus far. The lines are open, guys.
Okay. Well, I just would like to say that I'm on one accord with Tammy when she speaks of testing and tempting. I truly believe, through my personal opinion, that God provides the test for us, and I believe the temptations come from the enemy, Satan. I want to start with the scripture, 1 Corinthians 10:13. That's my favorite one. But even in this scripture, just reading it, it's like by us doing a show on this topic, I was able to see this scripture from a different light. Because, of course, he will not put more on you than you can bear. So I'm going to read it, and then I'm going to put a little bit more emphasis on the word temptation in this scripture. There hath no temptation taken you, but such as is common to man. But God is faithful, who will not suffer you to be tempted above all that ye are able, but will with the temptation also make a way to escape, that ye may be able to bear it. Now, this is saying that no matter what you're going through, this is not uncommon to man. Back from biblical time to today's time, what you're going through is not uncommon from what anyone else is going through. However, since God is faithful, he's the same God yesterday, today, and forever. Since he's the same God, he will give you a way to escape it when temptation says to you that I can't handle this. Whenever you say that I can't handle this, God will not put more on you than you can bear. So whatever it is that you're going through, you can bear whatever test you are going through. But one thing I do want to point out, that sometimes the things that we are trying to bear, if there's things we are trying to bear that God did not put on you, that we have actually brought onto ourselves through our choices, through our life choices, through our disobedience, there will be different things that you may wind up saying to yourself, okay, I can't bear this, I can't handle this. But what you can rest assured in knowing is that God will not put more on you than you can handle. He knows just what you can bear. So if God is this all-knowing God, why does he still test us? I've had someone ask me this question. Since he knows whether or not we're going to fail or succeed, what is the reason for God to test us? God tests us in order that we may learn a thing or two about ourselves. He tests us in order that we may be enlightened and educated concerning areas in our lives, whether we are weak, areas where we're weak, and areas in our lives that need changing. Deuteronomy 6 and 16 and Matthew 4 and 7 states that when God tests his children, he's doing a valuable thing, as also in the way he sought to test David. He examines our heart, he examines our mind to see whether or not we're true to him. And what scripture is this? Okay, I don't know what scripture. I kind of lost it.
Well, while you're looking, we do have a caller. If you want to look that up, you want to go ahead and let's take the caller.
Okay, go ahead and take the caller.
Then we'll bring you back on with that one. Okay, we have Kevin online with us.
How you doing?
Good. How are you, Kevin?
I'm all right. Hey, Tika.
Good.
Hey, first of all, hello. I want to say I'm glad that you guys are doing a show on this. But I am by no means a minister. I'm not a pastor. I'm not a theologian. But God is light. There is no darkness at all in God. And tested, tried, and tempted are all one and the same. This is my opinion. If I can back that up by going to James 1:13, And James 1:13 says, let no man say when he is tempted, I am tempted of God. For God cannot be tempted with evil, neither tempteth he any man. But every man is tempted when he is drawn away from his own lusts, or away of his own lust and enticed. Tried is something that they used to do with silver and gold. And there is only one trial or only one test that you will have to pass with God. And that's at Judgment Day. At Judgment Day, you're going to have to account for everything that you've done for God, everything that you've done in your life, period. That is the only test that God will give you, is at judgment time.
Okay,
other than
I have
that,
a question.
Go ahead.
Are you saying that God allows us to be tested and tempted, or he has no part in it at all? Just curious.
God, of course, he allows it.
Okay.
The enemy does the testing. The enemy does the tempting. The enemy is the darkness. He only has that authority from God allowing it to be happen or to happen. Period. There's only one test from God, and that's at judgment.
Okay.
That's at judgment.
Okay.
Tried.
I'd like to hear some of the other on that. Go ahead, Teek. I'm sorry. And we do have at once. I'm sorry, you guys. We do have somebody I'm hoping that's going to share a different opinion. And, again, we want to get you guys in this because Teek and I have been clear on what we think about it. So we have a caller that has just come in queue. Teek, I'm going to go ahead and bring them in, okay?
Okay.
We have Ms. Erlene online with
us.
Ms. Erlene?
Yeah, hi, Tam and Teek.
Hi.
I wasn't going to come in. I was going to listen, but I just wanted something was brought to mind. And I was once told some years ago that with the commandments, if you said, well, why is it that God gives us commandments if he felt that we're not perfect enough to obey all of the commandments, and Jesus had to come. But I think even if we can't obey all of them, we can't do all of his commandments, we are able to see ourselves the need for Jesus. We're able to see that we can't do it. We're not perfect beings, and we have to make that our spiritual reliance should be on him. And in the same way, I think it is with testing. I don't agree that God ever tempts. I think temptations are allowed. I think he does test. But what I thought about, too, is when you are in a race, if you see a race, and Paul often refers to our spiritual journey as a race, as Christians, you've never seen a race where the race begins and then it ends immediately. Within any race, there are hurdles to overcome, and that's the way you get to the end of the race. You don't get to it by simply beginning and having no hurdles and having no problems. I see testing is the same way with us as Christians. We're running a race. Testing is a part, being allowing us to be tested by God is a part of that race, and we just simply get to the end of it because our spiritual growth comes with the testing. We're not going to begin the spiritual journey and then end it being perfect beings. It is a spiritual process. It's a growth, and you cannot get there without the testing being allowed. In the very same way, we cannot put our reliance on Jesus Christ, knowing that we cannot, 99.5 won't do. We can't keep everything.
The testing is being allowed.
But we have to rely on him. In that same way, we grow in knowing, hey, I can't keep it all. I've got to rely and put my trust in him. We've got to do the same thing for testing. You know, when those things, when God allows it, it simply is a process to spiritual maturity.
Okay. How are you, Ms. Erlene?
I'm good.
I'm all right. I've been looking through these scriptures the whole week because I knew that Tammy and Teek were going to do a show on this, and
right.
There is not one instance. Respectfully, there is not one instance in everything that I researched where it says that God actually tested you. The only instance that I saw was in Peter, and that instance is a trial, is a test. And that's basically a judgment. And I got that in 1 Peter 1:3-8.
Well, I'm often reminded, I can think of many situations. Job, I often think about Job and God allowed him to be. I don't think he was tempted. He was tempted by Satan, but God allowed it as a test for him. I think Satan, evil, can tempt, and I think you said this, evil can present the temptation. God may allow the temptation, which will ultimately, hopefully, come turn out for our good, not because he's doing the tempting, but he allows it as a test for us. And I think about Job and his in the situation there. It was just allowed. The evil that came upon him was allowed, but not to end in a bad result. God does not, when he allows the trials, they're not a trial to end in anything but good for us. And I think that's where the difference is. Temptation ends in evil for us. The whole intent of it is for evil. The whole intent of allowing testing is for our good.
Okay. Kevin, I have a question for you, because you mentioned that during your search there was no scripture to support basically that God tests us. Are you, and I know I think you mentioned that basically you were looking for God's word, God saying, I am testing you. You were looking for specifically where it talked to, where God is saying that I'm testing
right.
you, because there
right.
aren't there.
And even in Job, and I'm not talking over you, I hope I'm not.
Oh, you're fine.
But even
you're
in
fine.
Job, he said, consider my son Job. He didn't say test him. And he didn't do the test. The devil did the test.
He allowed it.
He allowed it, but God did not test anyone.
Well,
Kevin is saying that God allows it. He does not. He is no part of it. He allows it. But of course, we know that God controls everything. And I
Correct.
Think that's where we differ from. And again, we're probably all saying the same thing, but I think our wording of it, because I'm still with
we're not
with
saying
God
the same thing, because
I think God does.
If you go to that word tried as well, back then, and it again, I'm not a minister, I'm not a pastor, I'm probably two steps ahead of my son when it comes to understanding. But I will say this. Even back then, when they used the word tried, they often referred to silver and gold and how it was refined. Gold and silver are silver and gold even before it's refined. But their process was that they would try it to make it the silver and gold that we come to know now. Again, the only trial that I saw that God has is at Judgment Day, when you're standing before him and you have to be accountable for your life and if you follow the instructions.
So what do you count up for those things that we go through? What do you count them up as? Those things, are those just things of life? Are those just life living, all part of living?
Any temptation, any test, any trial before Judgment Day is of the devil. That's my opinion.
Okay.
That's my opinion. And even before the devil can do any of that, he has to be allowed. Now God does allow tests.
I think we're all in
God
agreement about allowing
right.
God does. I mean that nothing
right.
can take.
But
God
there's no
with that.
Again, from my research, I saw no place where God tested anyone.
Okay.
He said,
well,
consider
my
son Job.
I'm going to have to pull some out. I have plenty here. We do have one more call, and I'd love to get – I'm not going to take you guys off. I'm going to keep you on. But we have someone from the 901 area code with the last four, 9728.
Hello. Hi, this is
Hello.
Peggy.
Hi, Miss Peggy. How are you?
I'm fine. How are you?
We're good. We're good. Thank you for calling in.
I'm loving the topic. And I just want to add what my thoughts are. And I was looking at, of course, we all remember that Jesus himself, when he was fasting for 40 days, the enemy came to him and tested him, tempted him, tested him. And so he was also put to the test and tempted. And also in Matthew 12, the Pharisees were forever testing Jesus, because they were watching everything that he did, and they would challenge him on the different things that he did. And those were opportunities for Jesus to share. Though they were testing him, they would question him on why he was doing it on the Sabbath, why he was healing on the Sabbath, why he would allow people to eat on the Sabbath, on and on and on, to harvest on the Sabbath when they really weren't. They were splitting hairs. But he himself was tested by the Pharisees. Now, as far as God testing, Abraham was tested. And so, I mean, this scripture in Job was tested by God. Although Satan sent the test, God allowed it. But I do believe that every day that we get up, just because we wake up, every day we get up, we're faced with challenges, big or small. Are those considered tests? I believe they're called opportunities in life. And how we react to those helps develop our character. And I think that maybe, you know, I think testing sometimes it can be confusing, because some people will say they're being tested when, or you know, the enemy's on my heels, I'm being tested, when all it really is, you know, it's what everybody else faces every day in life. It's really not the enemy. It's an opportunity that that God brings into our lives to bring about spiritual growth, and at the same time to show us any part of our character that needs to be improved so that we can be in greater harmony with him. Those are my feelings.
Okay. Okay. Well said. We still have both calls. We have Kevin still online with us, Ms. Arlene, and I think Tika found her verse and was ready to share some more as well. So you jump in.
Well, Tammy, I just wanted to just say something to Kevin. I'm sorry, it was Tika coming in.
No problem.
Okay, is Kevin
go ahead,
still with
Arlene.
Yes, ma'am. I'm still here.
The only thing I'm thinking is you seem to give Satan an awful lot of power on this.
No, not at all.
Do we have to see God's strength and his guidance and his direction and his showing us maturity and the like? Do we have to wait until we die and face him to see that?
I disagree with you saying that I'm giving Satan power. He has no power that God doesn't allow.
Well,
all.
What I'm saying is
you're saying that
the whole idea looks like you're not putting a lot of emphasis on God allowing, well, you said allowing testing, but it says all of the temptations. Look, it seems if you're putting more emphasis on the fact that the temptations are there rather
than
seeing it as a testing every time we'll be actually tested, in a sense, is when we face God. And to me,
right,
that kind of gives him a lot of power on earth.
No, not at all. God is, again, I went to 1 John 1 and 5. God is light. He has no darkness at all. No darkness at all. And I went back to James 1:13, where it says, let no man say that God tests him or tempts him at all. Let no man say that God.
Tempt and test are two different things, though.
Right.
I disagree.
And tempt and test are the same. And see, the definitions are totally different. My opinion is that they are totally different. You know, I'm looking here at Hebrews 11:17, where it says, by faith, Abraham, when God tested him, offered, you know, so there's many instances. It's just a matter of interpretation, because there are many verses, mm-hmm. many people in the Bible that there's clear evidence that they were tested. Again, I guess it's a matter of opinion as to who you're saying tested them, but I just think if there's no testing, you know, like Ms. Erling said, what's the race for? Do we have to get to the end of the race and find out, you know, do we have to wait till then? You know, isn't there something along the road that there's those signs that says, you know, you're going to California. If you're going to California and you see headed to Georgia, you might be a time to turn around and get your map and do some redirecting. And I think testing for me, is one of those things where, again, some people may feel like they don't need it. It's not needed. God doesn't do it. But personally, I just cannot see the spiritual growth without it for me.
That's why you should study to show yourself approved.
if we could look at James, I'm looking at James 1, where Paul, the subtitle is Trials and Temptations. Therefore, this that differentiates the two of them. And he says, if any of you lacks wisdom, let him ask of God, who gives all men freely. But he says, consider it pure joy, my brothers, whenever you face trials of many kinds, because you know that the testing of your faith develops perseverance. But in the footnotes below, it says, we can't really know. Let me see, what does it say here? James doesn't say if you face trials, but whenever you face them. He assumes that we will have trials and that it is possible to profit from them. The point is not to pretend to be happy when we face pain, but to have a positive outlook because of what trials can produce in our lives. James tells us to turn our hardships into times of learning. Tough times can teach us perseverance. So, you know, I think that here again we're talking about things that come up in life that are trials or tests. Tempting is another matter. In James, it talks about let no man say he is tempted of God, because
right.
God does not
that
tempt us with evil.
Right. Totally agree. Okay, anybody else want to, Tika, you wanted to bring your scripture? I think you found your scripture.
Well, yeah, the scripture just says, Luke 6:44, a tree is identified by its fruit, meaning that from that person, whatever fruit you have, whatever you are, that's what comes from the heart. The words that come out of your mouth, what comes from the heart is representing who you are. Evil will come out of that person, or good will come out of that person. But with the scripture that you read, Tammy, earlier, just in that version, King James Version, I have the exact same version, Genesis 22:1, but I'm reading from the NLT, New Living Translation, and it says, sometime later, God tested Abraham's faith. And then again in Hebrews 11:17, it says, it was by faith that Abraham offered Isaac as a sacrifice when God was testing him. And so with tests, I mean, I believe that God provides tests for us. They do come to make us stronger. But I want to just ask, basically, the test in just regular life, not that if we could look at kind of help them understand from the perspective of just the tests we go through in life to move to the next level. I believe that God provides tests in order for us as a preparation in order for us to operate on the next level. But with regular tests in life, we do not increase to the next level. We don't go to the next grade without passing a test, saying and proving that we are prepared and occupied to function on this level. As well as, I don't believe there's any of us that would go to a doctor or go to the dentist, get any type of operation, surgery done, be cut upon knowing that this doctor has gone through school or this dentist has gone through school and they never had to take a test, never passed a test. If they never had to pass a test or take a test, they wouldn't. How would you be able to trust this person that never gone through any type of test? I believe that God prepares us and puts us through tests. They do mold us. And the Bible, it shows all throughout the Bible, the tests that come to make us stronger, that changes, that removes things out of us that need to be removed, that prepares us, that makes us stronger in areas that we need to be stronger, in those areas that we're weak. And so these are tests that really, truly build us. And these are things that need, this is like the silver that's being silver that's being purified through the fire. The fire will not kill us, but it comes to make us stronger. It's just burning out all the impurities. These are tests that make us stronger. Everything that I have gone through, I've realized my hand in it, and I've realized how they've made me stronger, and I see them at tests. But whenever I'm tempted to give in, whenever I'm tempted to quit, whenever I'm tempted to do something that's contrary to what God is asking me to do, then I know that that temptation is not coming from God. This test I am receiving from God, but when I have a temptation to do something, like I said, that's contrary to his word or that contradicts what he says and what he has promised and where he's faithful in, then that's when I know that's a temptation and that is not coming from God. And temptation and test are two totally different things. I mean, in this whole entire show, I'm seeing this. I recognize my own and I recognize, you know, the difference in the tests and the temptations that is throughout the Bible and the different people that God used throughout the Bible. And just, spoke to, some of my family members as well. And, my aunt, she just says, one thing we don't realize is that God is a jealous God, but he wants us to be impressed with him for who he is and not just for what he can do for us. But we're not always trusting in him. We usually don't run or trust in him or call on him until we've gotten ourselves in a difficult or a trying situation. But a lot of the things, when we go through them, we think, why is God doing this to me? And why has this come on me? When there are a lot of times it's choices that we've made, and they're not always tested by God, but a lot of things that we go through are the results of our choices. But
Tika, what
God
was that
will
verse?
Use them.
Tika, what was the chapter you just mentioned? And it was a little ways back, but you mentioned a verse.
Hebrew? Was it the Hebrews 11 and 17?
I think that's the one that I read. What was the other one that you
read? I read the first one that you read, the Genesis 22 and 1.
No, you had another one after that.
She said Luke 6.
When I mentioned the
Luke?
A tree is identified by its fruit. A tree is identified by its fruit, and it says pretty much the same thing in Proverbs 20 and 11. Even a child is known by his actions, by whether his conduct is pure and right. That's how a tree is identified by its fruit.
Okay.
Now, basically just saying what comes out of the mouth is what's in the heart.
Okay, it wasn't that one. Okay, but that's okay. You can... Okay. Anybody else?
You always.
Sounds like we got
who's talking?
Okay, we still have Kevin and Miss Arlene and Peggy. Do you all have anything else?
No, I was just thinking about what Tika had. I said no, and then I started talking. Tika had mentioned how you have to go to the physician and so on. And to piggyback on that or to add on to that, a physician, before he can treat the problem or diagnose the problem, he has to run tests. So, tests are required in order to determine what the problem is and then what is the effective method of treatment. And, I know for myself that, the Lord allowed things to surface within my character through events or directions that I took on my journey. And had those things not surfaced, call them tests, call them just life, what have you, but I believe that they were areas within me that the Lord really wanted me to bring to him, surrender to him. Had those not surfaced, I wouldn't be any different today. They would still be there, and they would not have been, lanced, and treated with the beautiful hand of the Lord, I would have remained as I was. So I think that, and it's painful, as we all know, when the Lord points out to us something, but he has to bring about something, some situation, some event, some circumstance, in order for us to see that there's something that is not pleasing to him. That doesn't mean we're failures or he doesn't love us. But we need to bring that to him so that he can purify us and make us more pleasing to him.
Right. I really
God,
like that.
God, but ladies, God is omniscient, omnipresent. He knows every hair on that pretty little head of Tammy Gator. Why would he test himself by testing you?
He's not testing.
That's my
opinion. Not testing himself.
Right.
We're placed on this earth.
If he knows everything that's going to happen,
But see, I don't.
Like I said.
Let me say something real quick here. I don't want to miss this. He knows. Mm-hmm. But see, I don't. And for me, again, you guys, I'm speaking for me. God knows. We are all clear and I think all in agreement on that. And that's why we said that the testing is not for God, because he does not need to know. You're right. He knows every part, everything
right.
about me and all of us on
this
call tonight.
He does not do the testing
either.
But
it's for us. It's for me. I don't know. Sometimes I just need to know that I am, that all of this for me is not in vain, that I am growing, not for God. It's to increase our faith, our strength, our power.
Can I answer, Kevin?
Sure.
Can I answer, Kevin? You said, why does God put us here? It's because he knows everything is going to happen. Why in the world would he put us through tests? One thing I've realized is that
Hello?
Oops. I think she got disconnected.
We will not understand everything he's doing. We will not know all of the solutions. We do not understand completely the magnitude of his purpose, his reason, his logic. We know it to the best of our ability. And reading books may help increase our knowledge some. Going to school will educate us more and give us more wisdom. But we will not know God's plan for us. You cannot even see the next 5 minutes from now. You can plan it, but you don't know it for sure, and he does. And even though the Bible is an instruction manual, it is a blueprint, you're not going to know everything that he is doing, why he's doing it, and the purpose of it. So even though you have your understanding, your perception, we have our understanding and perception, we may not see eye to eye on everything, but we are not going to have the understanding. The same brain, we are made in his image, but we are not going to function and know everything that he knows. And you cannot, I don't believe there's anybody on this earth that you can ask, so why does he do this? And I believe he did this for this reason, and he's doing this for this reason. I don't believe that he does this. We are not going to know the mind of God at all. We do not completely know the mind of God.
Go ahead, Ms. Darling.
Okay, I would just like to say for my part, the ending of my part on this, and I'm a little bit of a seasoned Christian, and I have just come to the conclusion, regardless of the controversy, whether in my life, whether it comes by way of temptation from Satan or whether it's an allowed testing by God, this is what I fall back on. All works together for good for those who love the Lord and who are the called according to his purpose. And out of Romans. And if I can believe that and hang on to that, right now at this period of time in my life, it just doesn't matter whether he allows the temptation to come upon me or whether or not he's trying to teach me something. It just doesn't matter an awful lot. I just want to hang on to the fact that it'll all work together for my good because he loves me. Thank you.
No matter what. Right.
No matter what.
I think a good closing and a good ending, and I think that, again, to point out, that's one of those things that I said that we just want to be able to take some things away because, like Ms. Erling said, regardless if you think the testing or the tempting is coming from Satan or from God, be prepared for them. Don't think that you have it all together or it's not an issue, not something that you will have to pray your way through because you got it. You know, be prepared just as Jesus was in his time of testing or tempting, whichever fits your belief, be prepared for your time. And that's by staying in the Word, staying in prayer, as we noted, and all those things that we noted earlier during the show. Anybody want to jump in?
No, just with what Ms. Erling said, that it's for the, you know, that it all works out for our good. I'm a true believer of that. If God has allowed it, he's made a way that we can handle it, and he's made a solution for it. If whatever he has allowed, there is a solution. We can't see the solution, but there he always has a solution because he's faithful. He's faithful. His word is faithful.
Yeah, and I don't think we're saying everything that we go through is not, of course, we bring some things on ourselves. So
we bring a whole lot on ourselves. A lot of people don't want to acknowledge the things, their hand in a lot of their life circumstances.
Right. I think,
but,
like,
but we put all of our hands, all of our feet and everything into the situations that we go through.
Right. And I think talked about, you know, sometimes if you get a flat tire and you want to say God is testing you and you've had the tires for 5-6 years, it's just time for them to go.
God is not testing you. That's just life.
Right.
That's just life. That's just your choice. Your choice not to get it fixed. Everything is not a test.
Right. Okay. Okay. Anybody?
I just think that we can all agree that God allows tests. He doesn't test.
Kevin, did we lose you? I think we must have lost him. Mm-hmm. Kevin? Okay, not sure there. I think he was saying that we can all agree that God allows tests. And I think we all agree that God, I mean, what happens, God allows. He knows all, and so there's no question about God allowing us to be tested or tempted. But unfortunately, we've lost him. Kevin, if you want to call back in, certainly please do so. Okay, Ms. Arlene, Ms. Peggy, are you still on with us?
I'm here.
Okay.
I'm here too.
Thank you all for sharing. Any final things?
I think just what I said last is so important in my life, and hope that kind of comes across, and that's about it for me.
Okay, well, thank you. Y'all brought up some great topics, and Peggy, did you have anything?
No, I think I'm good. I feel wiser.
Okay, well, don't let the flat tire be a test now, okay? Thank you both for sharing. And again, Kevin, if you want to call back in, I'm not sure what happened, but we lost.
I'm still here.
Okay. We heard you. You must have punched a button or something, because I did hear the punch and then sound like you went away, and I heard it, and now you're back. So did you want to close with anything?
No, I'm fine.
Okay.
It was a pleasure speaking with you, ladies. Ms. Arlene, Ms. Peggy.
You too, Kevin. You too. I really enjoyed you, Kevin. I think that you really, I think it's really, really good that you participate in this with us, that you put up with us, better said, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you all for sharing. And then we have more people on the line, so you guys feel free to jump in and share, because we all can learn, as we all have tonight, from the different opinions, and we've all brought different verses and takes on it. So please feel free to jump in. And thanks, Kevin, Ms. Arlene, and Ms. Peggy. Thank you.
Thank you, Tammy.
All right.
Tammy.
Okay. I'm going to check here, and I'm going to check the chat line, Tika. I'm going to just want to keep going. I'm going to go over and check to make sure we don't have anything out in the chat. Okay. And there is nothing. So if we don't have any, let's see, make sure we don't have anybody else in queue for question or comment. So for me, again, I just want to say to everyone, you know the word, go into prayer constantly, and just continue to you know, grow in Christ. So that's what I would leave you with. And like Kevin said, and we all agreed that, you know, God is in control. He knows all. He does. But again, for me, and I think Tika is on the same page, you know, the testing, I think, in my life and my walk, is for me to grow in Christ. And I think that God is more a part of our testing, certainly, than our tempting. I look at those as two totally different words, two different meanings, in spite of them being changed and replaced and omitted in some of the versions. I just have to go with my discernment for this particular subject. And that's where I am with it. Tika?
Well, I just want to touch back on with the scripture that I started with, 1 Corinthians 10:13, when we speak of God being faithful and not with him there. And like I was saying earlier, if he's allowed it, then he knows that we can handle it. And if he's allowed it, then he has a solution for it. So no matter what we're going through, if we are being tested, just know that you can handle it. And no matter what, don't break in this test. Don't melt in the test. Don't cave in the test. No matter what, realize that you can handle whatever test you're going through, and that in the end you can win, because you can't win if you quit. You can't quit. You can't be tempted to quit. You can't be tempted to cave in. You can't be tempted to throw in the towel. Throwing in the towel is not going to win. But no matter what, that staying focused, you'll win, because he is faithful. He is faithful. You put your trust in him. You hold on to his word. and you persevere through whatever that is you're going through. Winning is a matter of endurance. You endure whatever it is you are in, whatever it is you are going through, no matter what. And like I said, temptation comes to weaken us. Temptation comes to weaken us in our tests, because tests are not easy. And the tests that we go through to make us stronger, if we could pick them, they really wouldn't make us stronger, because we would pick little simple tests that we could just walk through and tiptoe through and, oh, I can handle this. Oh, I can make this. No, but when you come through, when we call tests a storm, because a storm is something difficult, but there's a beginning, a middle, and there's an ending to the storm. But in that storm, if you persevere through that storm, you know it's going to end. And when you come out, you won't be weaker unless you quit, unless you gave in, unless you threw in the towel, unless you said, I can't handle it no more, and you caved under pressure. But if you do not cave under that pressure, you will come out stronger. I'm just attesting to that, because I've come out of my test stronger. I've come out of my trial stronger. I've come out of my storm stronger. My storm was my life, while my storm was my divorce. That was a storm for me. It's a storm for a lot of people. I could have caved under pressure. I could have caved under pressure and been a lifetime resident of Lakeside, but I didn't want to cave under pressure, because I had to persevere. I had three lives counting on me, so I had to persevere. But since I didn't decide to quit, I'm now stronger, and now I'm more prepared for the next test. The next test won't knock me down. And then the next test, and then the next test. If I think that I can handle it in my own power, I won't make it. But if I realize that my power comes from Him, my strength comes from Him, my perseverance comes from Him, my focus comes from Him, when I realize who I am on my own, and when I realize who I am with Him, I can handle anything. There's nothing I can't handle. I can do all things through Him who strengthens me, through Christ who strengthens me. So no matter what, through that test that you're going through and through the temptations that Satan throws at you, you can brush off those temptations too. They won't be easy, but you can pass through them. You can persevere through them. Don't be tempted to quit no matter what it is you're going through. You keep going. Like I said, winning is a matter of endurance, and you will win if you don't quit.
Okay, and I just want to focus, Ms. Peggy brought up, and someone else may have too, and I think Tika for sure just mentioned again, but James 1 and 3, because you know that the testing of your faith develops perseverance, and that alone is enough. And I think, again, we need that determination. Perseverance is to me just determination to keep going. I think if we just got up, went through our day-to-day lives, go to church, read your Bible, and no one ever had the opportunity to be tested in this walk again, so that others may be glorified, you may help others see the glory in God, and that God is glorified through your own life. That alone to me is enough for God to test me, so that He can be glorified through those things that I come through. Because I can't do it in my own self. I can't do it as Tammy. You guys would not like me right now without God in my life. I probably wouldn't like myself. But that alone, how else can we bring glory to God? The Word tells us in all that we do, we should do it to bring glory to God. If it's sweeping your streets, then someone ought to pass by you and be inspired on their way to work just by the stroke in the way you push that broom. Because you do it with pride, with faith. You do it with, you know, I'm here for God. I might be out here sweeping the streets, but you need these streets to be cleaned. I might pick up your trash, but if I didn't, what would you do with your trash? You would become the trash man or the trash lady, because you would have to dump it. So in whatever you do, and again, I think even those small times to where we can bring glory to God through our lives and through our tests, that alone is enough for God to test us, so that we can bring people to God. We can help bring people to God through the way that we live, the things that we come through, that we overcome. And boy, you know, we have some things to overcome. If there were no test, what would the purpose really be? What would the purpose be to wait to Judgment Day to learn about God's goodness here, about how God can change us? how he does change us.
We learn through life every day. Can I share, Tammy, when you were just talking about those tests and what you come out and the way you come out of those tests much stronger? One thing about it, these tests that we go through, everything that we're going through is not always for us. It is a way that God will use us. We will be used for these tests that we are able to persevere, these tests that we are able to come through. We will be able to minister to someone else on, like I said, with the scripture, 1 Corinthians 10:13, he will provide a way of escape that you may be able to bear it. Whatever you're able to bear and whatever you make it through and whatever you persevere through and whatever you're able to endure, when you come out of this test, you don't go around and gloat and say, I did it, I made it. I realized it. I made it because of him. But then with being able to realize all that he's done for me, I can tell someone else how I made it, how I made it out of depression, how I made it out of the fire of suicide, how I made it out of the fire of hopelessness, how I made it out of the fire of quitting, how I made it out of the fire of giving up. I can help someone to get through that storm, and I can tell them the way out. There's a way out, and God is the way out. And so with everything that I've gone through, with every test that I passed, with every test that Tammy passed, who can better help someone get through a situation in a similar walk and going through something as similar as I've gone through or something as similar as Tammy's gone through other than a person who's gone through that? I can help someone else get through that. Well, not me personally, but I can tell them how I got out. It was by the grace of God.
Your testimony.
And I can tell them.
Right. If they allow your test to become
right.
Testimony. And
yeah, your test will become a testimony.
Right. What other way, again, to help people see God for who he really is? Because, again, people are hurting. People need sometimes to see you pass your test. They need to see you studying for your test. That means in your word, living through your test. They need to see that, and they need to want some of what we have. I think Brandon mentioned last week, or one of the shows, that staying on God's course alone, God designed this course for us. Yes, we get off, like Tika said, that he doesn't put anything any more on us than we can bear, but we certainly put more on ourselves than we can bear, and we get there and we say, where are you, God? But even then, God can come in. He comes in, and we have a place, you know, to go to even when we realize that we're off road, we're off track here. You know, even then, we have a God that steps right in and can take it from there, even though we got ourselves there, you know, that we've put more on ourselves than we can bear. But even then, God comes in and says, my
he
child.
He provides a way out.
Right. Mm-hmm. He is that way out. And again, I can't see how my life would be beneficial to God if I just read my word every day and that was enough, that people did not see, because people need to see some stuff. People just need to see some things working.
Mm-hmm.
I think people look at people. Well, I don't think. I hear people say it all the time. What do you have different than what do you have that I would really want? They look at Christian people and say, wow, you know, what is it that should make me want to come over here? And we're not looking for all the goo-goo ga-ga, because sometimes they don't see the peace in us and how things have changed. But that is what they need to see. They need to see when I'm struggling, it's like, Teek, I don't know if you remember, and y'all, I just have to use real-life experiences. If you get tired of me talking about Brandon, just kind of mute the phone. But I remember Teek and I being out one day, and Brandon was stranded. He had taken, against my better judgment, he had driven the Honda, and those of you who know about the Honda, to D.C. for the to see President Obama, you know, be sworn into office. Well, wouldn't you know, it's freezing. He gets the car stops on him in Virginia. And Tika and I was together when I got the call, and she said, how are you so, why are you not panicking? The me before, and I'm nowhere where I am now where I was then, but even then, I just trust God that, and it may not have been to that extent. I told Tika, I can get him from off that street. I would not want to be going to identify his body somewhere. So I took that as even, and that might be a little extreme, but I'm like, it's a car situation. We can get him off the street. He's alive and well. He might be a little cold. That's good because he shouldn't have gone anyway in the Honda. But the panic didn't set in. And she was amazed because she knows that's my baby. And I was supposed to hit the highway going faster than my car would go. But I didn't. I got myself together and trust God. And when you know that God just lined it up, and I saw even in that, because Brandon absolutely hates cops. He just has no respect for cops. And I try to tell him all the time, you can't judge everybody. But he ended up, a policeman ended up sitting there with him for about 2.5 hours. And they were just able to talk. And Brandon was so blessed by him being there and being such in a positive way. And to me, it was like, okay, it was a prayer answer because I could not tell Brandon enough that, no, you still there's some certain respect that you should have for cops because they protect us. So I looked at that as God saying, okay, I'm going to step in over here and I'm going to get him to a point where he's going to see a good cop. So that's what we need to do is through those tests, you know, take some good moments from that while God is allowing us to be worked on so that we can be blessed, someone else can be blessed through what we've gone through. We say all the time, grow through what you go through.
Mm-hmm.
So just want to say thanks to everybody. And, again, the lines are open. So if anybody has anything to say, this is your time to press the number one. We have about 9 minutes to go. So it's wide open. If not, then I'm pretty much said all I could say or need to say for this topic. But the lines are open. And, Tika, there's nobody coming in. So if you have anything or want to close it out, we certainly can. We only have, about 8 minutes now.
Okay. I do want to speak on some ways of dealing with a test. If you're going through a test, if you're going through something that's difficult, and this has just been from my own experience, when you're going through that test, don't grumble, don't complain, don't throw tantrums, don't whine, don't cry, don't throw fits, because that prolongs your test with whatever it is you're going through. When you decide to throw a fit, that does not end your test just because you're throwing a fit. Just go through it. Grow through this test because you will grow. You will be stronger. So that's one thing I just wanted to leave this show with before closing. Do not, don't throw a tantrum. Don't grumble. Don't complain. Don't whine. Don't throw a fit. Don't act a fool. It will not end your test any sooner. It will not make God just come and give you your way. You will not get your way by screaming and crying and shouting to the air. Just accept it in a positive way. Be thankful for what he's bringing you through. Be thankful of what he's about to take you to. And just know that he knows the outcome and you don't. And a lot of our tests, like Tammy was saying, and like I said before, there are a lot of the things, cause and effect, that we bring up on ourselves. And then we scream and cry for God to bring it to an end, make it over, get us out of it. And a lot of times we bring extra stuff on us. And a lot of those may not be a test, but like Ms. Arlene says, it will all work out for our good because he can turn our mess into something beautiful. But a lot of times we are the ones who create and add a whole lot of stuff to our lives, and we make the mess, and we make the chaos, and we make the crisis. I can honestly say that there's a lot of our hands into what goes on in our lives because I recognize mine, and just talking to a lot of people, you know, throughout my life walk, there's a lot that we add to our lives, but he will always work it out for our good. He truly will. But, Tammy, if you don't have anything else to share, I can go ahead and
I wanted to share just a few things, so you guys be patient with them. This is not particularly about the show, but since we have a few minutes, and that's not usual that we have a few minutes left, I want to share with you, again, if anyone out there is looking to give some time, and this can be anywhere. Right now we are certainly in Tennessee, the Memphis area, working with young girls, meeting with them once a month. We want this to be all over, everywhere. We have one of our faithful listeners and a relative of mine who started this also in the Georgia area. I'm sure she could use some help. So if you find yourself with some time and you have, if you don't want to meet with these girls, if you want to just, you know, share, maybe you can do some typing. We type up games for them, you know. There's all kind of things that goes into the planning of it, you know, feeding them, anything. And right now we're doing that out of our pocket. And I'm thankful you guys had Miss Earlene on tonight. Miss Earlene hosts at her house and, you know, does the food and just it's just an awesome experience. So if you find yourself wanting to volunteer, give back, we have to start reaching back. You know, one of the things we need to do is change and then make it a domino effect. Allow people to see the change, and we certainly need to go back for our young girls because they see us broken. They see, they know. And so they need whole people. You know, so again, think about that. We have, we're looking to bring on for the girls, it's 901 Butterflies, and for the Georgia area, it's 678 Butterflies, and for Tika's working on the Texas area, and then for the boys, we want to do the same, but they will be the Evolution. So for here, 901 Evolution. We have another program called Life, which Living is for Eternity, and that will be for children who have lost a parent, whose parent or guardian is deceased. So we're planning a day of it for them. Where they'll be have counselors and connect with other children who have lost a parent. Suits for Life is another program. So there's all kind of things out there that we're working to start. I don't want to share too much about this, but we will in the next coming weeks. I met with the company last week, and it wasn't for the purpose of getting them to connect with Butterfly Evolution. They offered to connect with Butterfly Evolution. And so that is going to be a great, great opportunity. I, again, went for meeting, wanting their services, wanting to pay for some services for the 501c3. And after they heard about it, they wanted to connect with Butterfly Evolution. So I got a call on Friday, returned the call back today, and basically, you know, the guy was like, well, what are we doing? Where do we need to get started? And so I'm thinking, wow, they're even more excited than we are. So keep those things in mind. And again, if it's something you can share and volunteer your services for, please, 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 you know, connect with us. I'm on Facebook. You can also contact us on the Blog Talk Radio. You can send us an email from there, or just come on one night during the show and let us know that you do want to do whatever you can do to help out. And if you have some ideas, let us know. Another thing, and I'll be real quick because I don't want to get out without closing it, we're going to open up one night to kids, and we'll probably be on an open location with a group of children where we can talk. They can talk and get some things out as well. So we'll have, you know, go on location somewhere, and the kids will be able to come there and talk about some things that are going on that we can help get them through. So we're working on that for the beginning of next year. So thanks again for listening, and that's all I have, Tika, if you want to go ahead and close it.
Okay. All right. I just like to close with my references, biblios.com, giftofeternallife.org, and Tika Cakes, Tempered for the Test. And in closing, I'd like to thank you all for tuning in to another episode of Butterfly Evolution, and I hope that you were able to take something positive away from this episode, and also that this show has in some way inspired you on your life walk. Hope the show leaves you feeling more empowered and enlightened, and hope to hear from you again next week. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks.
God bless you.
Thanks. Well, and we don't have a topic for next Monday. We'll just have to pray on it and we'll
post
out the reminders probably sooner than later just to let you know what it is. But thanks for listening. Great show tonight. Thanks, everybody, for their feedback and input. Kevin, Miss Peggy, and Miss Earlene, thank you for tuning in with your comments and questions.
Thank you.
Good night, everybody.
Good night.